Hi there, welcome to CoachingRelyWorks.com. This is Abe Stone. You know those situations where you end up in, and maybe you just plan on going out with friends, but you know they introduce a new friend and the conversation gets going, and then these people, you know, they naturally, they're interested. They want to know more about you, or they want to, you know, just, you know, ask questions about, you know, who you are, what you do. Maybe you're in a business setting and the meeting is moving along pretty quickly and you're being addressed and you have to answer things. If you're like me, some of those situations can be a little unnerving. They can make you a little bit uncomfortable. And the thing is, it's really all about thinking fast. It's about developing a skill in communication that enables you to connect with the conversation and to be able to think and contribute in a meaningful way. Now, here I want to give you some tips about being a better communicator. And one of the skills is really just in being able to think quickly and being able to move forward quickly. I love the work that Anna Vitale is doing, and she makes these great infographics. This one is called How to Think Faster. Ha, believe it or not. Well, she has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 quick tips on there. But I would like to give you insight into four of them that have really made a difference in my life, and here's how. The first one is a funny one. It comes from, I guess, if I'm not mistaken, this comes from like comedy impromptu, and that is learn to say yes and. Okay, and I think there's two reasons. Number one, your brain works better in a positive mode when you're going forward, okay? It's thinking yes and moving forward. Thinking no, suddenly there's conflict and it's very difficult for you to open up and for thoughts to flow. The other one is, by saying yes, you bring the person into the conversation. You allow them to keep their point of view and to add to the conversation rather than, and you're trying to present a different opinion or anything like that. So yes and move forward. All right, here's number two. And number two is a very awkward one for many people, but let the silence be. Okay, this sounds really funny, I know. But a lot of people, have you ever tried it? Try this. Try to sit in a conversation and the person asks something, says something. Maybe they didn't even ask a question, okay? Maybe they just make a statement. See if you can be silent for more than 3 seconds. I challenge you, this is not easy to do, but it makes a big difference because you're able to think, you're able to feel less under pressure, and there's no demand for you to speak in any sooner than 3 seconds. Maybe it'll even be 5 seconds, because in those moments, people are thinking, people are pondering, and someone else has an opportunity to join in and be a part of the conversation as well. Now this next one, number three, listen to your gut, okay? Now, that's a little bit of a, just kind of a rough generalization, but I really believe it has something to do with intuition. And intuition is something that we can all develop if we learn to listen to more than just the words that are coming out of people's mouths, okay? So, you know, when things are being said, pay attention to the atmosphere, pay attention to the emotions, pay attention to the body language of the people involved. And really, really just pay attention to, well, okay, where is this conversation going? Where's the best way for this conversation to go? And that's an inner intuitive experience that you have. And here's the last one, and it sounds a little bit funny too, but just work with your first thought. A lot of people, they just completely talk themselves out of anything in life. Conversations, business opportunities, fun, happiness. They just, oh, this will never work. Oh, this, you know, and no, go with the first thought. See where it takes you and be excited about flowing with it. And what if it's wrong? Okay, fine. You adjust. You make room for a difference of opinion and you stay open. All right, so learn to think faster, learn to communicate better, and make your conversations come to life and really engage in them and be a part of them. So here's your quote for today. The most important thing in communication is hearing what isn't said. That's from Peter Drucker. Okay, here's your affirmation for today. Please be sure to post it by your bed or in the bathroom, wherever you're gonna see it. First thing in the morning when you wake up and before you go to bed at night, say it 3 times and really learn to believe it, learn to picture it, see yourself there. I am confident in my personality and conversation skills. Hey guys, this is Abe. Did you like this episode? If you did, there are 3 things you can do right now to continue your journey. First, you can subscribe to this channel right here so that I can send you videos on a weekly basis to change your life. Second, you can get my brand new cheat sheet by clicking on the button right here. Third, you can go over to my website and sign up for my newsletter so that I can send you free offers, free programs, free products, new podcasts, and everything else that we don't do on this channel right here. If you'd like to do that, please click on any of these buttons that you see right here. I look forward to seeing you on the next video.